USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump knew about the whistleblower complaint when he chose to release military aid to Ukraine in September. New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman shares the byline on the story.
We reported that the president was briefed by the White House counsel, Pat Cipollone, and the National Security Council's main lawyer, John Eisenberg, in August about the fact that the whistleblower complaint existed. And the whistleblower complaint, of course, talked about, not as we know now, not just the president's phone call with President Zelensky from July 25th, but also this question about the freezing of military aid.
Holiday travelers across the country are getting stranded in bad weather.
Driving is tough. I go real slow, and I have my lights on, and I watch out. I'm very aware of what people are doing.
The day before Thanksgiving is one of the busiest travel days of the year, with tens of millions of people on the highway. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
After decades of going up, the average life expectancy in the United States is now on a downward trend. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
A new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds life expectancy in America dropped to 78.6 years as of 2017, the last year for which all the data is in. It reverses a steady increase that ended with a peak of 78.9 years in 2014. Researchers pointing to an increase in drug overdoses, suicides, obesity, and alcohol-related illnesses that are quickly cutting down people who should have been in the prime of their lives between the ages of 25 and 64. Many of those excess deaths happening in the Ohio Valley and New England for some reason. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. put a temporary hold on a ruling earlier this week requiring former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify before the House in its impeachment inquiry. The judge issued an administrative stay of 7 days in response to the Department of Justice's motion for a stay pending its appeal of the earlier ruling. On Monday, the judge denied efforts by the White House to block McGahn from testifying in the impeachment proceedings, writing that presidents are not kings. However busy or essential a presidential aide might be, and whatever their proximity to sensitive domestic and national security projects, the president does not have the power to excuse him or her from taking an action that the law requires, Jackson wrote. Justice Department lawyers made the case that lawmakers cannot force by subpoena any members of the Trump administration. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler subpoenaed McGahn in April before the impeachment proceedings were officially announced and filed a lawsuit in August seeking to compel his testimony after he defied the subpoena at Trump's direction. The president announced McGahn's departure from the White House in August 2018, shortly after he shared details in the Mueller report about the firing of former FBI Director James Comey, Trump's desire to have Attorney General Jeff Sessions oversee the Russia probe, and the president's attempts to fire Robert Mueller. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.